Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with fucking Stassi. I'm here. We straight up with you.
No one will forget that Katie's a part of your
Shut up, I'm right here.
Okay, so you don't need to lean in like that. Okay.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. You don't have to do that.
Okay, fine, I'll stay right here.
You really, like, just listen. Bitches. Witches. You just need to stay in your area. Because, Katie, you can get a little bit closer to the microphone.
I know, I'll
allow
I'm
that
gonna...
because you... What are you?
I'm soft-spoken.
No, you don't she's the to... Supreme.
She's the Supreme, but she's soft-spoken.
I'm soft-spoken.
Kristen?
No, I know.
Okay. So, right. Welcome to this episode. I'm here with my best friends, Kristen Doty and Katie Maloney. We've had... We've had quite a night, okay?
Katie's sober.
We've had quite a week.
Yeah, well, we always have quite a... Get defensive about
You're
the fact
cute.
That...
you
No. I saw, like a hint of, like... There was, like, a...
She's a little glimmer
of being, like, am I gonna get mad or no? And then she was, like, I'm not gonna get mad.
Because she's cute.
Listen, we've been drinking. Why? Because we've been working all week for a million weeks straight, and we're really tired. And we've been up all day long working, and up all night long doing witchcraft, working, and it's draining.
Flicking the beam.
Work. What is that?
It's part of it.
We not really.
Oh, wait, okay.
I didn't flick my beans. Like there
Speak
was
for yourself.
There was no. Okay, well, good for you. I'm glad
I've carved,
that you had,
I'm
glad you had that free time today to
I woke up early for
in case
no.
People don't know what flick the bean is. If you don't know what flick the bean is, it's
Google
called
it.
Masturbation.
Yeah, it's called maintenance when you're 32 years old.
It's called maintenance when you're 18.
It's called good times.
Yeah, but I'm just impressed that you were able to like be like, oh, I allotted a good 17 minutes to
I
flick
did.
The bean today.
It was like, I'm way faster than that.
Yeah, no,
I believe that.
17 minutes?
That is a long time.
That is a generous time.
That's
but
true.
No, I woke up really early and I couldn't fall back asleep. And then Tom went to the gym, and I was like, what do I do with my time? I have an idea.
Walk me through your day, Katie. Walk me and Kristen through your day. So you woke up at what time?
I woke up at the hour of 10 a.m. or 10:30.
Like, she's like, I woke up early,
God.
And I couldn't get back to
Dude,
sleep.
Dude, I sound like a frat boy.
Yeah.
I woke up at 10. I was still pretty tired.
I just want to let you know that I am... going to post this episode tomorrow. You can't,
I am so
you can't
on board
back.
With
it's fine.
I'm glad.
It's
I just,
fine.
I just
it's
have
fine.
To, it's a disclaimer.
You know what? This is healthy. It's healthy.
I know. It
I don't
is.
Want people to be shameful of them taking care of them.
So, oh, it's not about that.
It's not about that at all. So walk us through your day. So you woke up at 10 or 10:30.
Ish.
Yes. I woke up
Flick
at the
bean.
Ripe time.
Did you watch porn?
Well, hold on. Before we even get to that point,
okay.
You woke up and you were alone because Schwartz
went
to the gym.
No, I was woke up and, like, Tom was there. You know, he was there, but he was, like, talking to me, but it was, like, too early for me to have a conversation. It was.
What was he trying to talk to you about?
I don't know, because when I walked in last night, because I got home late, because we went to the Witch.
Yes.
Which was awesome, and I got home kind of late. And I walked in, and the kitchen sink was running. And so I thought he was still awake, and then I went in, he was asleep, and I was
oh, Jesus. Tom accidentally left the kitchen sink
Yeah,
running.
So now we're wasteful human beings. Sorry.
No,
okay.
You
it
didn't,
just means, like, a drunken
that,
mistake.
Yes, that's a drunken, that is not...
Yeah.
I know.
Tom, you're
I
not
know.
Wasteful.
Purposefully,
no,
like,
no one
leave
would,
the
yeah.
I know, but
I felt
some sense of guilt to that. And then I, like, went to bed.
You can't take guilt for your husband.
I was watching some of The Office. And I couldn't fall asleep because I was really hungry.
I told you to start watching Housewives of New York.
I know, but I wanted to fall asleep. So the office is like the best thing to fall asleep to because it's like quiet. There's not a laugh track. It's not like Friends. There's not like the theme song that's going to come on every 20 minutes. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
So that happened for you.
Yeah.
And then I made macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Standard.
Some macaroni.
But like, which kind of macaroni and cheese?
It was like the new Kraft creamy kind, but it was not that. No,
it wasn't Annie's.
You didn't use Annie's?
Nah, I didn't have any more of that. No,
we are judging you so hard for not using Annie's.
No. Tom calls me when I do that. I'm bottom feeding. When I like dig into the cupboards to find
stuff.
You just
found like an old Kraft extra cheese.
That's bottom
box.
Feeding.
That's some apocalypse shit right there.
Like me living in here in my shoe room and I put all the air conditionings
in here. That shit doesn't expire.
Do you have canned food hidden behind your shoes?
I thought of moving.
Behind your Manolo Blahniks.
I thought of moving the refrigerated wine thing that Brittany got me for my birthday last year in here. I thought about it.
It looks cute in your kitchen, though.
Yeah, but I need to take all your canned food. This is called desperation.
Your canned food should be hidden. That's true. Behind your Manolo Blahniks.
You're right. That's true. Yeah. I agree with that.
Katie, continue.
I don't know. I don't think it expired till like 2040, so it was safe.
Okay.
But it was still obviously new.
I feel like I'm taking advantage of Katie. Like, I'm somebody who's like,
and it makes me
roofied
so happy
her
that.
Or something.
No,
and
we
I'm
both
like,
are because we're eyeing each other.
First of all,
this is falling on both of us.
Yeah.
I'm also like letting you think. And then I'm just going to, like, shut you down eventually.
Okay. All right. So continue.
Yeah. So I made macaroni and cheese. I had about 2 bites. And then I finally fell asleep.
And then you woke up.
So then
and then I woke up. I woke up at around 10:30 because I'm, like, a 19-year-old frat guy. And then Tom, like, he was, like, talking to me. He's like, blah, 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 blah. That's, like, mostly in the morning. It's, like, we're, like, his name, friendly. We're cuddling.
That's the
dogs.
Y'all speak to.
Yeah. Yes. So you have to. Yeah, we have to.
Me and Tom, like, we don't like we talk about things, but mostly it's just like
in a language that
like
the
we're
two
like his name is his name. Like we communicate like through the dogs, talking to the dogs. But like again, like most of the conversation Tom and I have with each other, like we like to include the dogs in it. We don't like to leave them out. Right. So that was that.
Yeah.
And
so
then
that was this morning, and then.
And then Tom was like, I'm going to go to the gym. And I was like, I'm going to try to go back to sleep. And then, like.
But you couldn't.
And then Gordo went in his, like, teepee. And then I was laying there. And I was just like,
and
I was
bored.
Like, I have a good idea.
Flick the bean.
It's been a minute. So I was like, let me fire up.
Pornhub.
Pornhub.com.
The machine.
Do you use like, Pornhub.com?
No. I use another one, but I'm not going to give him, like, any
credit.
Wait,
but I don't know another
website. Why won't you give him credit?
Because I won't.
Really?
I don't know another one.
Is it like a specific one, like StarWarsPorn.com?
No.
Is that a thing?
Wait, why don't you want? Okay, fine. She doesn't want to give them credit. So if she doesn't want to give them credit, that's fine. So let's pretend it's Pornhub.com. What was your category?
I just called the porn machine.
Okay.
The internet is like AKA the porn machine.
Okay.
Okay.
What category?
The usual.
Lesbo.
Yeah.
You know, it's the easiest
no,
one.
I don't want to see some, like, random big peen,
big
like,
no.
like
no, I know.
Castrating.
This is
like,
a thing.
You don't want the P and the V. It's like, ooh.
No,
it's just so aggressive, and it looks like it hurts.
It's ugly.
It looks
there's
like it's
there,
so
there's
ugly.
A category that's, it's like, female-friendly, and it's all stuff that, like, women enjoy. That's, like, it's a little more sensual, a little more gentle, a little more, like, you know,
it's
like, that kind
Hub,
of thing.
Yeah, no, it's something else. Because I just go to Pornhub and look at lesbian porn.
Yeah.
Like, and
no,
then,
no, no, and Pornhub, there is a category called female friendly.
Yeah, but female
so
friendly does have guys in it, though.
Yeah, but it also has some nice, like,
when I see, like, a dude's D, I'm just like, ugh.
Anyways,
it grosses
anyways,
me out.
Anyways.
It's ugly.
Anyways.
I don't think when I'm with my boyfriend,
no,
I don't think it's ugly, but when I see
because
it on the computer,
it's your boyfriend, you don't
I'm like,
see if
I know, because it's really aggressive to see that.
It's so aggressive
it's
and weird.
It's really aggressive because that stuff is for men, because men, even though they don't fantasize about, like, you know, tearing apart a pussy, you know, but like when they watch it, sometimes like maybe that's their jam. I don't know. Like that's it's
men
all about
visual.
it's everyone they're has like everyone beef. Has their flavor. It's
we
like,
don't want to.
It's like Baskin Robbins. It's like 31 all flavors. Right.
Katie is on fire. Everyone has their flavor. It's like Baskin Robbins.
And there's no judgment. Whatever suits you. But I don't know.
This unless it's children.
Today was a very vanilla day.
Sorry. I just had to put that out there.
Today was like
not whatever suits you.
Today was a vanilla kind of cookies and cream kind of day. Like a very obvious choice of just being like, what is going to be like.
What does that mean?
No, being like, what's the obvious choice here? Like. You know, I didn't.
Meaning, what is cookies and creamy? Meaning like, I didn't, you're I didn't, like all
it's basic flavors.
All flavors of like
vanilla,
white or black or whatever. No, or like all of the above or just
I'm
like.
I'm not going to get explicit about things. I'm just saying like it was just pretty
like
much.
You just like it all.
I was pretty much just like, I don't have all day. So.
She doesn't have all day.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'll look up this one vid that I always go to that I know works. Flick and then the click over to the next one that I know will just.
No.
Because I want to try and make it last a little longer, and then that's done.
No.
Do you look for longevity? Like, are you like, oh, that's only 5 minutes bored? Do you, like, look at, like, that's 27 minutes?
I mean,
like,
sometimes.
I'm thinking like, about my ex-boyfriends, Tom, who used to, like, just look at.
No, Tom Sandoval likes, like, stories.
Tom Sandoval loves long-term.
He likes, he's, like, interested in the story.
He loves long-term ones, yeah, and he, but he only watches them for, like, 3.5 seconds and, like, moves on. For, like, hours and hours.
I don't know. I just was kind of you said just like, okay. I mean, I was like, well, I don't have a lot of time to go to the gym, but, like, I could do something else to, like, you know. It's, again, when I say it's, like, maintenance, it's about,
Katie,
just like, it's about
mood.
Who
are you talking to? We know.
I'm talking to the Khaleesi's. I'm talking to the people that are listening, and hopefully not my mother. Mom, don't listen to this.
Oh,
unless
someone's gonna listen, that's gonna be like
Vanderpump
Terry.
Moms on Instagram.
I know, but like, mom, you don't want to listen to this anyway. Like, unless you want some advice, Stassi has a box of vibrators.
It's right
maybe,
behind me.
Maybe that's she true. Will.
I have my leftover right, unused.
I'm
toy.
Saying there's nothing wrong with. First of all, this is nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this. It's like healthy. This is healthy shit. Okay.
Yes.
But no, I mean, like, today was one of those times where I'm just like, oh, I'm not gonna, like, make an event out of this.
I get it. No.
Yeah.
I get it. Sometimes
no,
it's just quick,
it was just one of those
easy,
where
then you're
like,
relaxed and cool,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
you're starting your day off right.
Yeah, like, I kind of just was like, you know what, like, let me, like, you know, it's like when you paint your nails, or when you do a face mask, or exfoliate,
no, not
or...
At all.
That's
not,
I view it that way.
No,
like it's the
because
same thing
when
as,
I paint my nails, it gives me anxiety because I can't get them in the,
okay.
in the lines.
That's
and so
when you
like,
paint your nails. But what about when you do like a face mask or you like take a bath or you do something like that is something that you spend a little extra time doing something for yourself. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I see where you're going.
I see
with
what
this,
you're trying
yeah,
to say.
I also.
But it's like way better to flick the bean to start your day off with that.
Yeah. Because I don't. I do.
I mean,
prefer,
I'm not, but I'm equating. I'm just saying
I get
for
the whole
people,
maintenance aspect.
For people
of
that
it.
Are asking what I'm talking about. Like people are like, why don't you just have sex with your husband? You're married. Oh, it's like, that requires a lot of like consensual shit. Like, like he has to also be around for that. You have
that
to like be in the mood.
A lot of consensual shit will be the statement of the year. I'm sorry. I never want to forget this moment. I wish that I was Instagram storying it. I will never catch it
none of us
the way that it was. I am
right
so annoyed.
So
that requires consensual shit. And he has to
I
be
mean,
around.
That means you.
I'm just.
I'm sorry, but people are like, you need to. You're like, you're married. You should just have sex with your husband. I'm like, well, first of all, he has to be at home. He wasn't home.
No, he was at the gym.
He was at the gym
doing
his
thing.
Own maintenance, doing
yeah.
his own thing. I don't know. Maybe he was like also
working on his Leonardo DiCaprio bod.
Yeah, maybe he was working out that libido to get that charged and ready for later tonight. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
But either way, we. But first of all,
can I have wild sex?
Can I? Can I also
say
this?
She's gonna go home and she's going to have
you're gonna
sex
rape
all night long.
The
with
F
sports.
Out of your
I know. I'm like scared
don't say
for him.
Rape.
You're the
no,
one that said
you can't
consensual.
Rape the willing. Sorry, I don't like. I don't use that. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't mean that word in that way. But you know. You can't take advantage of the willing, but I feel like you were going to take advantage of your husband tonight.
Dude. Yes. I feel like he, like,
I feel like he's
going to
say yes, and you're going to be like, no, I'm taking you down. Right. You were supposed to deny me. I wanted to.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and disappoint you both by saying, like,
she's gonna go
it's
home
not gonna that. Happen. Yeah, no. By the way, are you forgetting that we both had Taco Bell tonight? Really? You think that, like, that happened?
Schwartz also had Taco Bell?
No, we all three had Taco Bell.
Listen, so what?
Bo's out of town. I'm not having sex with anyone tonight.
Exactly. So
my stomach is
Taco
great.
Bell and have sex.
It depends. No,
because you guys eat
No, it's not about that. It's about the fact that Taco Bell makes you just feel like you all of a sudden, like,
it moves through you.
Not
very.
Not
quickly.
Even just that. It also makes me gassy.
Not me.
Yeah.
The gassiness. So then, like, I feel like.
It
I can't even suck in if I try.
It sucks for you guys.
Yes, it does.
No, it does.
Well,
it doesn't happen to me.
Cool.
Okay, as you all know, I just turned frickin' 30. Yes, 30. And I'm back from my European adventures, my vacay. I know that was a while ago, but, like, I still, like... Basically, I eat and drink the same way that I did when I was in Europe with Bo. But I'm in my regular life. And I have been feeling like crap, and I've been bloated, I have been feeling uncomfortable, and just gross, and all those things. So, I decided to try and do, y'all bear with me, the Teamy Blend 30-day detox program to just, like, take off, like, a few extra pounds, or at least try, without, like, a ton of commitment to, like, a diet, or, like, I don't know, like, working out all the time. I'm trying to diet as much as I can and work out as much as I can, but I can't commit to something fully. So, like, when I find out about something like a detox program that doesn't require me to drink, like, water with cayenne pepper, like, straight for 30 days, that I'm on board. If I can still live my life and have fun, that is the fucking goal. So let me just explain what I've been doing. So what I've been doing, I've been trying this out, and I feel really fucking good. I literally just make the skinny tea every morning, and then I make the colon tea every other night. You catch my drift? Yep. It's really simple, and I feel, like, cleaned out, all those things. I've been doing it for, like, 2 weeks. And I feel really freaking good. I feel way better about myself because I don't feel as bloated and gross. And, I mean, I know we all, like, it doesn't matter, like, what you look like, what weight you are, what body type you have. It's the feeling of the bloatedness. It's what you feel in your body and all that makes us uncomfortable. So this has made me feel freaking ecstatic. For the 2 weeks that I've been doing it, I feel, like, more of what I want to feel like. So, I really do want to recommend this right now. If you guys want to try something like this, okay, you don't have to, like, commit to just, like, a full-on diet or a full-on workout. It's, like, for lazy people like me. And Teamy Blends is giving a 20% off code for you to use. So, all you have to do is go to teamyblends.com, and that's TEAMIBLENDS.com. That's TEAMIBLENDS.com and use my code Stassi to get 20% off your order. Just give it a few weeks and see how your body reacts to it. I like feeling like this, so I hope that y'all do too.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Y'all know that I wear hair extensions. I have tape-ins. Ain't no shame in the game, but when I was in Europe, I traveled all around and went to a million stores to find oil to take them out of my hair because I was like, I am so fucking sick of this. And yes, I put them back in for this summer, but I realized that I wanted to start taking a pill and start taking something to make my hair grow because my hair, yeah, it's been thinning. It's not as thick as it used to be. And right now I want to talk about Nutrafol because it's a new, safe, and effective strategy to take control of your hair health. And it's 100% drug-free. That's like a giant deal. And it's also recommended by over 850 top physicians. But let me explain why I really like it, because it's not a magic pill. I'm so over, like, companies being like, if you take this 100%, you're going to have a full fucking head of hair. No, it's not about that. It's a great strategy to just grow your hair from within by nourishing the environment that makes your hair healthy and happy and all that, just like a plant. So it's basically like taking vitamins for your head. And that's what I really love about it. And it makes me feel good about it. So often, like with stress or like, you know, like work demands, juggling things, all of that shit, like our hormones change and our hair changes with that. And it's freaking annoying. I am fucking one of those people, which is why I have to wear hair extensions and take Nutrafol. So everyone, legit, just do it with me right now, because this is manufactured in the U.S. It is FDA certified, contains no GMO, soy, eggs, dairy, gluten, peanuts, shellfish, tree nuts, wheat, yeast, artificial flavors or colors. This is so healthy for you. You have nothing to worry about. And if you go to Nutrafol.com, that's Nutrafol.com, and use my promo code Stassi, you can get your first month supply with a subscription for $10. That's only $10. So go to Nutrafol.com, use my promo code Stassi, that's Nutrafol.com, promo code Stassi, and you're going to get your first month supply with a subscription for $10. Listen, we all need to have freaking healthy hair. We're all doing our best.
So this is a Witches of WeHo podcast with my two best friends.
It's not about gassy sex.
It's not about gassy sex. It's not about flicking the bean. It's about
consensual sex.
Consensual. It's
not about consensual,
you know,
sex.
It is what it is. We're a little overworked right now, but we're not complaining. We're just having a good time. And right now, I'm just going to bring up Katie's favorite subject, because she's on a roll. Let's...
Not porn. Okay.
No.
That's not my favorite subject. Let's all talk just about so everyone knows.
Let's all talk about the fact that Justin Bieber is engaged to Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, no.
The former, age 24, latter, age 21.
Yeah.
Your thoughts. You can go first, Kristen. Actually, let Katie.
No, I really think Katie just needs a word.
No. I would prefer everyone.
You really would prefer me going first. So when I found out about this,
I'm not a greedy person. Yes.
I woke up. We woke up to a group chat of Katie telling us that it happened.
Yes.
I actually had not even read Daily Mail at that point, and normally I wake up to Daily Mail every morning, circa like 7 or 8 a.m. with my dogs. But that morning, Katie had beat me to the punch, because something, I think, in the pit of her stomach and in her libido and in her groin,
it's her
told
spirit.
Her,
it's yeah. Like, honestly, like, it's like her
she
spirit
knew,
that
she
knew.
She knew it was coming. And
she knew. And she's Katie, rolling her eyes right now and is yeah. like, Katie's legitimately looks eyes. So down.
She's defeated.
And
she defeated.
Yes, but she looks so defeated right now.
Yeah.
That you
know,
and you know
it's
what?
So
I am a Hailey Baldwin street style.
I love Hailey Baldwin.
Fanatic,
I do. I
but
do.
What I did say to Katie to make her feel better, no offense, Hailey or Justin, is that you know what? It might not last, Katie. You have a husband, but you know what? It might not last. And Justin is your hall pass, and. You still have a chance.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm here to say it
Pete
here
Davidson
first.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande got engaged.
That's not going to last either. I'm
and
sorry.
And they have the same manager.
Emily Ratajkowski is not going to... They're not going to last. They're not going to last. Anyone
Scooter,
who gets married within a fucking few weeks or a month or two
it's,
months,
it's
the odds of that, I'm going to say like 99.9 not going to last. There is that 0.01 per... Or yes, 0.01 or 0.1, whatever. I was an English major. That percentage that is not, that maybe they'll last. Maybe they'll be the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell. Oh, wait, no, because they never got married. Thank you. Have you ever heard of a couple that didn't live Amish-style lives?
I mean, probably. You can't say ever, because I could probably think of
some. Okay, a couple that are in the entertainment industry. Maybe. Let's do that. Let's do that so that we're not so, because of course there's a bunch of couples out there who got married that young and are still together and they will be together forever. So but people that are in people. I'm sorry, people that are in the entertainment industry, do you know any of them? Have we heard of any couple?
Just bachelor people.
Bachelor people? No.
Dude, I don't
I'm
know.
Talking about people that have been together and like really lasted when they got engaged at the age of 21.
I don't know. I just.
That's weird and rough. So I wish them all the best. But I want to give Katie high hopes that. You know what? I'm going to put it this way. Hopefully, Justin and Haley last forever, and Haley is okay with Katie being Justin's hall pass.
You know what?
Yeah. You know what? I wish more for Haley. No offense, Katie. But, like, for real. Mm.
Do you want me to show you videos of him performing live?
No, because you made me go and watch him perform.
But I saw him more up close and personal.
Okay.
I know I made her go four. To see
him. I will never, he's not four. I will he's never be 24. On the Justin Bieber train. He's talented. Yep, I'll say that. Great performer.
I can't
all
wait
that
to stuff. Saucy has her first, like, cougar crush.
I don't think, no. If anything, I have, like, an old sure. man
Katie
crush.
Has a lot of them. That's sure. why.
But that's her thing.
But it's new. That's though, a new that's thing. Why.
It's Saucy, not a new thing. She's been like this for years.
No, Saucy, but it's going to happen to you.
30, though.
It's, no, but it's going to happen
Saucy
to you.
Just
but
Saucy, 30.
What has, what
I'm
have
attracted
I,
to old people.
But what have I warned you about
you just
hit getting 30. Older.
You've that just warned me that my body was changing.
Because I found out Katie has a new one. Katie already has a new one. I just found this out today.
The 19-year-old?
The survivor guy.
I know. She's a fucking weirdo. She likes young dudes.
But she's married. She can do whatever she wants. I'm not
it's
allowed
funny.
To say I have crushes because I have a boyfriend.
Yes, you are.
I think a lot of people would have opinions about me not being allowed to do only that.
No, everyone's allowed to have crushes.
It makes me want to get married just so I can say that I have
crushes. When I'm ready
on
to talk, or when y'all are like ready for me, I'll
No, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out who, like, no, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of who my crushes are right now, because Joaquin Phoenix used to be mine, and he turned
weird.
So it's like, that was ruined. Ewan McGregor was another one. He turned weird because he cheated on his wife with someone who's just younger and looked like his wife. So, like, that
Wait,
got shot
okay,
to shit.
Can we halt there?
Yeah.
Totes. Did you read what his daughter wrote?
Yeah,
on
she
Instagram,
said. She said his girlfriend called him piece of trash.
Piece of trash.
Fuck you.
You didn't know that?
No. Mm-hmm. Was so, what day was this?
I read it today.
Today?
I read it today that his Are daughter you? Called his girlfriend
so
a piece of trash.
So someone commented on
how did I miss
his
this
girlfriend's
today?
Instagram.
Okay, so someone
said,
commented
like,
on his
someone
girlfriend.
Someone commented on Ewan McGregor's girlfriend's Instagram and said, like, you're so beautiful or whatever. And his daughter, Clara, is that her name?
Correct? I don't even know her name.
And she wrote, I believe it's Clara, look it up. But his girlfriend, his daughter responded to the person and said, like, what do you consider beautiful? She's a piece of trash.
Basically,
like
she's a piece of trash.
What
Continue,
the?
I'm gonna get my
I
thought.
Can't believe this happened today. Like, yes. I haven't brought up Ewan McGregor in, well, like, a really long time.
When can I
time.
Get my opinion on
We'll get back to Bieber. Just chill. I know.
I've been holding it in.
I am shocked right now. Wait, I legitimately can't believe that this happened today.
I was like, you go, girl.
Yes, totally.
I was like, yeah, tell.
I'm sorry.
Tell that fucking wannabe stepmom that she is trash.
What is it?
Just kidding. I don't know if she's trash. So I don't know her personally.
People magazine, it says, Ewan McGregor's daughter, Clara, calls his girlfriend, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, a piece of trash. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Okay. So she wrote, most beautiful and talented woman on earth. Oh, man, y'all are delusional. The girl is a piece of trash. X. I love that. She gave a kiss at the end.
I know.
X. Oh, my God. Drop the mic. Bomb-ass move. Clara, we want to be your BFF.
She's a hero.
She really is. I'm sorry. This destroyed me. Because Ewan McGregor was, like, my first major... Like, yes, I liked Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic and Josh Hartnett in Pearl Harbor, but, like Ewan McGregor in Moulin Rouge when I really started to think about sex in a real way.
Ooh.
Like, that was, like, my, like, real, holy shit, I'm feeling, like, my crush everywhere. Like, I'm feeling it.
Go on.
You know what I'm talking about? Yourself. There's difference between having, like, your, like, little crushes when you're 10 and 11 and 12, and then you're 13, or whatever age it is. And then I was like, oh my God, Ewan McGregor is it. That mm-hmm. was like, I felt like if I don't find someone like Ewan McGregor in Moulin Rouge, I'll die. Maybe that's why I have this theory. I've talked about this on my podcast, that who your first celebrity crushes are, like who you fantasize about, shape the type of dudes that you date. So one thing that I've kind of noticed is that, like, when, like, dudes, like, get emotional or are sensitive with me, it melts me, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm all in. And Ewan McGregor in Moulin Rouge was, like, the most fucking sensitive soul ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I got my theory.
Mine
from.
Was
I don't
definitely,
know if it's right.
Mine was for sure Leo Capps in Titanic and Romeo and Juliet.
Which makes sense as to why you're with
Ryan Gosling and
so
Joseph
much.
Gordon-Levitt.
Ryan Gosling at what point?
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
In which movies? 10 Things I Hate About You?
I just love.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, this
Joseph
first.
Gordon-Levitt
I mean,
is like,
first. No.
Like,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt for sure for me.
Not
but
for
I'm
me.
Talking about, like, Leo. Or, like,
Leo,
Leo
and Titanic
Leo,
was a thing.
Leo, I was, I'm talking about, like, a very
but now
young.
He's dating a
no,
20-year-old
I know,
Katie,
I'm not,
and I have
I'm
known
not,
since
okay,
she's 13.
I'm not talking.
So
okay, wait,
weird.
Hold on. You know her, too. I'm not
what?
Talking. Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Leo's
hold on.
Girlfriend?
Okay,
we'll get back to that. Okay.
I'm saying, I'm talking about Leo, like, when I was that young.
Okay,
now, that young and, like, being, like, that impressionable that age.
So
yes, JGL.
I was 10. I was
Ledger. That was my
JGL, and
that makes sense.
And all that, and, like, you know, like, and I mean, even before that,
no,
I had, like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but yeah, Heath Ledger. But
because
saying,
I was too young
I'm
when
saying,
I saw that, that for it to be like a Heath Ledger to be like a full blown thing for me to be like yes.
I know, but
even though
but
I thought I was like, oh, he's cute, and I like
he's
him.
Cute. But I'm talking about this Titanic and Romeo and Juliet was before that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was like
Leo
that
and
was
Romeo
like
and Juliet. Yeah,
that was like that was a that was like that was pivotal.
But now Leo's dating.
Okay, who the fuck is
Camila.
Leo dating? Who is that?
Who we've
know.
Known since she was 13.
I don't know.
Yes.
I've never known anyone since they were 13.
Yes.
Besides my own siblings.
Yes. Sir, she used to order dumplings as an entree.
At 13?
Yeah.
Lucia.
Guillermo's
Lucila. Friend.
Hold on. You're jogging my memory right now. You
Guillermo's
really are.
Friend
the
from
little
Argentina
girl
is who is dating
Al Pacino.
And her daughter
to
was
come
13
and she used to order dumplings as like an entree.
When I was dating Tom Sandoval. And Katie and I knew her when she was like
a baby.
12, 13 years
you
old.
Know her, you know who she is.
And now she's dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
I saw Lucila at the gym the other day, and I was like,
"You
debated,
guys are
like,
freaking
I think
my brain out."
We like made eye contact, and I think she recognized me, but like she was like on the treadmill, like running, and I didn't want
to
like interrupt her like workout. Be like, "Hi."
You go to the famous people gym now.
I don't.
Oh my God! Wait, she hold does. On. I'm not gonna name any names. Don't name any yeah. names. But do you think that other people who have worked at Sir, who like tried really hard to date Leonardo DiCaprio, are just fucking like shitting their pants that a child while they were working there is just, now dating Leonardo DiCaprio?
And what are those people yeah. know that? Are those people still
oh.
think?
These people know that. If
these
y'all
know
that.
They're stalkers.
Yes. If y'all know,
it's a different
they people. Know.
What do we call it? They're not star fuckers. They're star stalkers.
Sycophants.
Sycophants.
Both,
yeah.
but also
but anyway,
wannabe star
so
fuckers.
Leo's girlfriend
wow.
now. Yeah, we've known
is
her.
4 years
well, we
old.
Knew, we, I wouldn't say we've known her since because we obviously don't know her
was
now.
She
but
19,
we knew 18 her when
years
she was,
old?
She, no, she's 20 or 21 now. But
oh.
we knew her when she was very young. Katie and I both did. We did a photo shoot with her.
I am mind blown.
Like she
but
was
she's
just
a little bit, not a little
she
bit.
She was
an adult now.
She was
which
like
is the
a little
part.
Girl back. I mean, she was. I mean, she was. She was preteen back then. Like she was
yeah.
a little girl back then.
I know, but like, like she wasn't even like around to see Titanic. Like she was like 3. she was like 3.
No,
when
actually,
Titanic
she probably wasn't
out.
Even born.
Okay, that's a. It really like freaks my brain out when I think about things like that. Like it, my.
She
like I'm sorry. Like
mom,
I can't. Like, when I think of, I'm all about, I understand, like, age isn't a number, and, like, I really do believe, I believe that to a certain extent.
I was in,
extent.
Like, 6th or 7th grade. I was, like, literally 13 years old, which
was,
like,
I
was
like in 4th grade. I was 10.
She wasn't born.
She wasn't born yet. She was not born when
When he was having sex. He was doing sex scenes with Kate Winslet in Titanic, and now he was having on-camera sex scenes with someone when she was not even...
Has her own journey. If you quote anything inspirational right now, I will kick you out.
In 10 years, when she's 30-something years old and he's 50-something years old,
then Carter is dating someone who's being born right now. Okay? So, like, don't.
Okay, when I met Carter, he was dating a 21-year-old right prior to that. And as well as I
It's
was.
Not the same... Okay. I mean, it's not the same thing, honestly, because Leonardo DiCaprio is old. You guys aren't. Well, you're now.
Look, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, my God.
So, don't
I
judge.
Feel like that, like, my blood inside my body, like, it start to, like, it's like, first it's of like, all, it's like some, I feel like somebody who's possessed and you just poured holy water on me every time you give me an inspirational quote.
First of all, that does not even relate it's to like what we're talking
searing.
About.
Like,
it doesn't
like,
at all.
It does not relate.
No. And just journey don't of hate on the girl. Look, she's stuff. Dating Leo.
Yeah,
fuck
a journey
yeah,
of a relationship begins with someone being born.
If I was single and Leo tried to date me, I would be like, yeah.
I actually am not hating on the girl.
Yeah.
I really actually, yeah. at this, I'm not. If it yeah. sounds like I am, that is my fault, and I take responsibility for that. I am hating on Leo right now. Because
no, there's a better quote.
If I was her, if I was a 21-year-old girl, it's not Sophia's fault, it's Scott's fault.
Right.
It's not this chick's fault. It's Leo's fault. You know better than that. You guys are do not. You're not at the fucking same. Your brains and your where you're at are not.
That is why James Kennedy and I did not work out. We
okay,
were 10 years apart.
That's only 10 years.
You're only supposed to have sex with younger dudes. You're not supposed to date them.
Hello.
They're not for, like, dating. They're just for, like using.
Yo, this is like a way bigger difference.
Listen, here's the thing. Well, there's no Tom Shores has a better quote. I don't know if it's from Joe Dirt or whatever it's from. No, but he says the best thing, he's like, I keep getting older and the girls keep staying the same
right,
age. Okay. It was Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. Tom either only quotes Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused or Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
David Spade.
You know that I didn't even know this about him?
So thank you for clearing that up for me. I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
Yeah,
basically, right. It's about someone you know, that like keeps dating someone that's the same age. Like Leo's Jesus only Christ. Dated people that are like in their early 20s, but he keeps getting older. But
I was
his
really
girlfriends,
convicted in that and I said it
but
the
he's
wrong way.
He's I'm not annoyed. He's not like I mean it's gonna be a while before he goes like the George Clooney route.
He's like trying so hard to be George Clooney. It's like, bro, you're never gonna be George Clooney. George Clooney at least stuck to, like, serious relationships with different types of people living.
Or just
bit.
Stay single. Like, he didn't
George
keep...
Clooney dated a waitress at Sir. Come on.
What? Who? Who?
Come on.
Oh, wait. I don't know
George
that.
Clooney is not
who?
any better than anyone else. I'm not saying
fuck
the
you.
Name.
No. Nuh-uh. For, like...
I'm not
no
saying... No
way.
Yeah.
For,
yeah,
like, what,
way.
Two dates?
Not
well,
that doesn't count.
You know what? I would, but guess
it doesn't
what?
Matter.
You know what? I like.
It,
I like
matter.
That. I like that George Clooney
saying.
Was consistent. He yeah. dated people that were like, not he, whatever. But Leo keeps dating like 20-year-old.
Yes.
Victoria's Secret models. That
so
shit's
Adam,
boring. They don't even speak English.
Who? Adam
I'm sorry.
Who? Adam who?
Huh?
So did Adam Levine. And now he's married
Adam Levine.
To one.
Yeah, has she, been married for like fucking. 7 years.
He has two
and
kids.
His kids.
Now?
Yeah, but Adam Levine's not nearly as old as Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. We're talking about, like, the fact that Leo is, like, old. That's the point.
I just don't think there's a reason to hate on him, because...
No one's hating on him.
I am a little bit.
Like, okay. I'm not hating on him,
I'm
but
not hating on
I'm
her.
Just, like...
I'm hating on him.
It's just... I'm just getting a little, like...
Bored of seeing him in Daily Mail.
Like... I want more for him.
I
want him to, like, him and Kate Winslet to, like, finally get together.
No.
Do you want
that relationship is so fucking solid as a friendship that, like, if they got together,
I
it
want,
would actually hurt my feelings and I would stay in my shoes.
I want that.
For
I want that. I
want
that.
Do you want
that.
More for Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I
what,
do.
Okay, in your ideal world, take yourself out of it, Katie. In your ideal world, what do you want for Justin Bieber? Take yourself out of it.
Okay.
I want you to love the way that true love is.
Because you're married.
No, the way that true love is, where you just want that other person to be happy.
You just want them to be happy.
What do you want for Bieber?
I know I'm
just scowled. Like,
listen, I know I'm supposed to be taking myself out of it.
I know, you just took a deep
breath. What do I want for him?
Yes, like, ideally, like, what would actually make you sit, like, what situation would make you sit well
other than him being with Ellen DeGeneres, because she's lesbian and she's married, so that doesn't work.
Yeah,
because that's my ideal situation.
I mean, am I, but...
You're dead now, and you're looking down.
Okay, but...
You're dead now, and looking down.
I recently have read some stuff, and I don't know what source it came from or whatever it was, but it made some kind of sense to me. It doesn't mean I support this engagement, necessarily, but I get it. Okay, so he's been incredibly famous for a really, really long time. Like, as long as he can remember. I mean, think about...
No, we know
like,
that. Are you a fan of Justin? Let me just say.
Like, think about by the like, when you're 12. Like, how many, like, real genuine thoughts did you have? Like, you know, there's some highlights.
Right.
There's some moments.
Right.
Him dating back to that point was incredibly famous, all right? Right. So now he's at this point where... He, like, kind of has been through the ringer, been through some legal shit, been through all that, blah, 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 like, had his head messed around with Selena. He went back to everything.
Do you feel like Justin is confused?
Hold on. No. Okay. So, what I read recently, and made sense, was, like, yeah, he's craving some, like, normalcy. Like, he's getting his shit right, and he wants to feel like a normal person. He wants to feel like he can connect to something. He wants to feel like he can ground himself. To something.
Do you believe in the
he wants to be a fucking normal person. This, absolutely not. Okay. I don't think this is the answer. I don't think this is the answer.
You're not a believer in the ball boom.
I am, and I'm not being a bitter person.
You're not a bitter.
I think this is incredibly.
You just don't think it's right for Justin. You don't think it'll make him eternally happy.
That's a simple answer, but that's not that. I think this is someone being very extreme and very polarizing in their actions and what they're feeling and what they're responding to is that he's felt some major rejection to something that he opened himself up to recently, like with Selena Gomez. And then, you know, I mean, Haley Baldwin, hold on. I mean, listen, and Haley, like less than 2 months ago, she was like full on with Shawn Mendes, which I loved because I mean, I like Haley Baldwin. I think she's adorable. I think she's really gorgeous.
Ariana Grande, but Ariana Maddox loves Shawn Mendes.
I know. I love him.
What is with you guys and younger men?
She looks like Haley Baldwin. So okay, but listen. Katie and Bieber and Maddox and Mendes.
There's not that. But I'm just saying.
It's a double date possibility.
But Haley was like full blown like with him at the Met Gala. They were dating. There was a whole thing. I thought that was great because even though he's like not 21, she's just like barely 21. So I'm like, that's close enough in age. And even though Bieber's like 24, but still, I mean, that is such a really, really young age. And I would never, ever, 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 ever suggest anyone get engaged or get married at that age.
So who do you think?
I don't care how famous you are, what you've been exposed to or anything like that. I think you should really be with someone for a long period of time at least, or be at an age where you've been through some things where you can like really understand what you need in a person and what you want.
I love that. You're so wise.
But if
you were dead and you had to look down on Justin Bieber, what would you want for him as his future? Like, who would you want him to marry and at what age? Go.
I would honestly love to see him and Selena get married in like 5 years.
Oh my god, me too.
I want to see them go through some failed relationships. I want to see them like really experience some things, and then I want to see them come back together, and like then I'll be like, oh my yes.
You know what? Honestly, I think Haley even feels that way.
I do too.
I think her tweets.
Oh my god, it's so awkward.
She wanted to just get that Blake Lively ring. Listen, Do you know this? That she tweeted about Blake Lively's ring? Well, just in case y'all haven't heard it. Hailey Baldwin, years and years ago, tweeted not only about how she was, like, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez's biggest relationship fan, that they are the teen dream, and she hashtagged, what was it?
She was like, I ship Jelena, or, like, yes. She's like, I really love Jelena.
But she also then said, if you are not going to propose to me with Blake Lively's ring, then don't propose to me.
Not directed toward Justin Bieber, just directed to her future fiancé.
So all of these things together, and she has now Blake Lively's ring, which is exquisite. Not hating on that taste.
That was a lot of my inspo from
that
mine.
Yeah, I am not mad at that at all. I
contributed
but
to my
house. All of those tweets together.
Soup sock.
I love it.
I know. And the thing is, when Justin Haley dated, like, a couple years ago, like, I kind of dug it because, like, she's super hot. He's obviously, like, soup sock. And, like, I was into it. But, like, honestly, like, I'm a Jelena supporter for sure.
I have a feeling that
when they got back together, it kind of broke my heart a little bit, but I was also really,
really all for it.
I was really excited.
I was excited for it.
I was kind of living. I was really living for that, and it broke my heart when, like, I was reading stuff that, like, people weren't supportive and family members. I get it. But at the end of the day, like, I don't like to talk about, because people talk about my marriage. But people talk about my marriage and talk about.
God.
No, but listen,
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't like to talk about. Because you'll talk about my marriage.
This whole
podcast has been you talking about this marriage. Upcoming nuptials.
But listen, before people say, like, ah, fuck you, I just want to say, like, people were talking about, like, me and Tom being like, I give them a year, I give them 6 months, it's really shitty for people to weigh in on stuff that they don't know about, and I'm acknowledging that. I don't know, maybe,
so
like,
long
him
do you
and
give
Haley,
Bieber and Bolton?
I'm not saying anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, they're legit children. He's not ready, she's not ready. I don't care what their pastor...
Are you on the doctor's
I don't
right
care
now?
What the hipster pastor is going to do for them.
Dr. Travis.
I don't care what hipster pastor, like,
Dr. thinks. Travis Stork.
Whatever his name is, I don't care. I just think... I think it doesn't matter what the church does. I think there's a lot of just, like, real, like...
Reverend
just
Travis.
Just grow up a little bit more. I know you all have been, like... Reverend. I'm sorry. I love Biodome. Stephen Baldwin's a shit. Justin Bieber's been famous forever. I know, like, yo, like, Kim Basinger, like,
okay,
dude,
I'm sorry.
I get it
this
all.
Whole,
I
like,
get
no,
it.
But this whole church thing, he started it with Selena Gomez. Like, they I were know. Going to church together, and now he's being all religious-y.
No,
with,
he's always been religious-y.
Okay,
but as someone, okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. So as someone who dates someone religious-y, I'm not saying you'd be tweeting... God,
dude,
it's great. God,
her boyfriend
good,
goes to the same church.
Yeah, Haley, just because she, like, is like, God, it's great, because Justin, like,
she's
it.
Been
my
like,
point.
She's been like that for a whole long time.
Yeah. Oh, she's like that,
she's
too?
She's been, no, she's been, a, yeah. She's very, very Christian.
Okay, fine. That makes me like this more.
Yeah.
Now, like, this is not even,
I know,
I can't
I
even joke
like,
about it.
I'm just saying,
like
I'm just saying
more.
21 years old, and you are now at the height of your modeling career, and he's still a major pop star. I just don't
there
think...
There's so
I
many
don't,
dudes to bang.
I'm just saying, I don't care, like, how much you've been exposed to or how famous you've been. Like, there's just still a lot of personal growth. There's, like, as people, like, we grow, we mature. Like, there's just... They're not ready
I changed
for
my
this.
Mind. If you have Blake Lively's ring, there's no more personal growth to be made. It's honestly, like...
That's unfortunate.
You get there and you're like...
No, what happens...
ring, too, and she got hers.
Yeah, but you know what? Do you know what broke my heart, too, is when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, like, what happened to that fucking
that
canary
broke your heart.
Diamond, like...
That actually made me feel really upset. That pink diamond engagement ring.
Oh, I thought it was a canary.
No, it was pink.
Oh, it was pink.
I don't want... I would never... I wouldn't want a pink diamond, but it was so J-Lo.
Who gives a flying fuck? You actually were upset?
Yeah, that was when I was, like, going into high school.
Jersey Girl didn't work out?
Yes, I know, that's when I started becoming into, like,
understand the correlation and all that, that we're making.
Oh, God.
Understand the like, sometimes the clothes don't make the man, sometimes the ring don't make the marriage.
And you're really young and you don't know any better.
That was a George Michael reference. Thank you for keeping up with that.
Okay. This podcast is probably going to be the best one that I ever have.
I don't know. Because
it's the most word vomiting podcast I've literally ever done in 3.5 years.
No, Katie is...
What? What is it?
All I'm saying is that... who wants to... This is my pinky ring. It was causing... Like, look it. Uh-huh. Look it. That's bad.
Right.
All I'm saying is that... I don't know who has the longer shelf life. If it's Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. Or if it's Justin and Haley. And I'm just waiting for Taylor Swift to come in and, like... take some fucking attention away from both of them. All of them.
So I'm like now the biggest T-Swift fan.
I know. That's why I'm just over here like being like Taylor, where you at? Like, I know. Where you at,
like,
girl?
I'm waiting for more stories. Like I know you're at the beach with your boyfriend, but like get back up in the game.
Yeah, but aren't you? But also like is about. But also like isn't the expiration date up on that? And should we be getting some new music about that?
Okay, all I can talk about is your fucking cat T-shirt today. I'm sorry.
Did I not go on Daily Mail today or something? Cat T-shirt.
Gigi, and they were in.
I did.
She's the Gigi in New York, and she had like she's Taylor's hot. She has a wonderful voice. She dresses well, and then she was a fucking cat T-shirt. You are not cute and like fucking 18 years old anymore. You're not a country star. You're not a weirdo. Like, stop it.
She is a weirdo.
I can't do that. It's not funny.
No.
It's not a shtick anymore.
Taylor,
stop making it. I can't believe I don't know anything that you guys are
talking
about.
Taylor is an inspiration for all.
Dude, I can't. You don't come out with a fucking album like Reputation.
Yeah.
When you're like a boss ass bitch and you're like,
this is Taylor Swift.
Look what you made me do. I'm coming back. Like,
this is Taylor.
And then as a boss ass bitch and you walk around New York with like your. Stupid A-line
show me what it
skirt,
looks like.
Skirt,
this is Taylor Swift.
It's not cute.
I love it. I'm
sorry. I hate the style that the young kids are wearing nowadays. Yeah, every time I see a photo,
I'm a hater.
Bella, Gigi, Kendall, Kylie.
Well, first of all, Kendall,
Taylor Swift.
Wait, no. First of all,
they're all different, but they're all wearing weird shit that like.
You
just
also described
Kaya Gerber.
You described they're five all, different like
Kaya's different
like
styles, five, and I hate so all of them.
Yeah, because we're all 30 years old.
But it's like you guys have the hottest bodies ever. You're all
Kaya
14.
Kaya Gerber dresses really well.
You no, she wears things that she could look so much hotter.
No, I think
she. They're all
also
so
dress weird. You wear like jeweled.
You were Jesus
like,
jewelry.
Yeah, you're
sandals.
Like, no, I don't like your style at all. I think Kaya has like the best style. I don't like the whole Kardashian like cargo pants and like bike shorts. No, that
space age weird ass shit.
I'm kind of here for that.
Jen, there's nothing hot about this Taylor Swift cat shirt. Okay,
I like it.
It's Taylor Swift.
I like it like that.
I would never wear it. But I'm not mad at it the way I'm mad at everybody else who's wearing shit.
I like it.
You know what?
I like it.
No,
I'm sorry.
The real problem
like
is Gigi Hadid. What the fuck is that? I miss the days when I used to Pinterest Gigi Hadid outfits. No longer can I do that.
I just wish I could get away with it. Because
she dresses
like
she literally went into the West Hollywood fucking trash bin and got out whatever she could find.
I wish I could dress like that. No, she makes it look chic.
I don't think she looks chic.
She looks like I like the grunge.
If you saw her
like
on
grunge,
the side of the street,
I like grungy looks.
If you saw her on
you
the
saw
wrong
like
street,
country.
I like grungy.
No,
looks.
Because they're so beautiful and they're so fucking awesome and have the best bodies ever.
I'm not hating on it.
I'm not a cunt for saying.
By the way,
why are you covering all of that up and wearing really weird fucking shit?
Yeah, because I don't like when people constantly show it off. I like that she has the mom jeans on. I like it. I like both
cat
of that.
No, I
think
mom
it's
jeans,
good. I think
okay,
I think that
Bo would literally die for that shirt. If I wore that shirt, he
I
would,
think honestly, I'm happy
area,
that
I will find it.
You know
for
what?
Bo.
I'm happy that that's the example that they're setting for young girls because for a long time it was like a lot of nakedness.
Oh, don't worry, it'll at, shift over into nakedness. They're not trying to set an example. They're trying
I know,
to push
but
the
young girls
fashion
wanna,
limit.
Young girls want to dress like that, so I would rather see
because
young girls
because they're just copying off of what they
yeah,
see.
Yeah, but that's what I used to wear when I was that age, and I'm not saying
are
I
you
didn't
joking?
Look like a supermodel, but I wore like
I feel like I should unfollow you on Instagram.
I wore stuff that was more full coverage. When I look at girls that are four, when I look at girls,
they're not trying to be like, I'm going to send an example to the young ones. They're not.
Do you know what? Do you want to pull up some videos of what 14-year-old girls look like and put it next to what you look like when you're 14?
Exactly. But they're not setting examples. I'm saying. I mean, I hope they do.
Because 14-year-old girls look up to them.
They're not like.
14-year-old girls look up to them. That's what they want to look like. And if that's what they're going to dress like, I'm going to be here for it.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, with that, thank you guys so much for doing this with me.
I mean, I don't have the frame to pull that off, but I applaud them. And also, like, JB's, honey, it's not over. So when this goes in the pooper, call me.
Witches.
That's a Janice from Friends reference.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. I love y'all so much.
You are so welcome.
Bye, everyone.